Is everybody listening?
No.
It does not sound like everybody's listening. Okay. Like Kate, I did used to be a teacher, and it does kind of drive me crazy when people are talking. Thank you. Okay. Romeo and I are here because a group of us got together and decided that we wanted to show our appreciation to a longtime member of the Federation. He or she has been a part of our family for many, many years. This person has really shown an excellent spirit as we have served together on many different issues around the state and the country. Newsline has been one that we have fought together on. The patient's bill is another that we have fought together on. Romeo also has some things to say about this person.
So I'm going to give you a couple of clues about who this person is, because I don't like to give it away right away, but there'll be some major clues. So the first big thing to latch onto, this person either uses a cane or a dog. That's number one. The second big clue, they're a member of the National Federation of the Blind. Any guesses yet? So I feel like sometimes so this person, no, that's too big of a hint, Arthur. Yeah. That's too big of a hint. So I think when you can't describe things, when you can't really put things into words so specifically, that's a lot of times what makes them so extreme. If you weren't here at the time, you probably can't really put what Elvis meant to music into words. If you didn't see him, you probably don't know really what Babe Ruth was. We all know the statistics, and that's the same thing with great leaders. Great leaders, you can't necessarily describe 100% how great they are. You kind of have to see it to believe it. And luckily, a lot of us have been here to see it to believe it. So I have a plaque. And just give me a second as I take this plaque out of the bag here and take all of the yes. I did this on purpose this way. Yes. Did this on purpose. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait too much longer. So the members of the National Federation of the Blind of New York thank and honor, drum roll please, Carl Jacobs. Trailblazer, leader, mentor. You have defended our rights, shared in our dreams, believed in our strength, and helped us make history. Your optimistic spirit, unwavering conviction, and tireless dedication inspire us as we celebrate our successes and our battles not yet won. We carry your legacy with us as we walk alone along the paths we choose and march together toward new victories. Here you go, Carl.
I didn't know. Don't worry, you'll get a speech. This is Carl. We're
yeah,
talking about.
Nobody,
but I didn't know. I didn't do anything about
nobody
it.
Nobody knew anything, so let's give Carl a second to take a breather. You know it doesn't take much to get called to a mic to speak. So now that he's finished giving out his hugs and things. Oh, here's the... I'm sorry, I took the wrapping off of your plaque here, but I didn't...
There's always a portable mic at my disposal.
Oh, jeez. See that? I got trumped already. Even when he's supposed to be happy, he's trumping.
I am, because I don't...
Here, take this. This is the wrapping
for the
plaque.
Okay, I'll put it in the wrapping in a second. Right. I don't want to drip on it and get it wet.
Yeah. Wrap that bad boy up. Don't get any stains on it, all right?
I don't know what to say to you guys.
All right, I'm out of here.
There's times when I've got a lot of words to say. You've heard them for a long time from me. And there are times when I just don't have the words to say to you all. This is one of them. The only thing I can think of is thank you, and I love you all. Thank you, guys.